Kahe Premananda he mana goranga vidaya tariya pola Kaji goranga kaha goranga laha goranga nama re bolo Kaji goranga kaha goranga laha goranga nama re Jai jana goranga bhaje se hoy amar prana re Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare. Primavidana Parama Pumarta Tis my Jagan Mangala Mangalaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Madhavirapi Gopala Sri Kriyat Kripaya Jari Tadaiva sambhaya pipa Rishi yustat priya janaha Shri Krishna Krishna Chaitanya Sarsanatana rupaka Gopala Raghunathakta Vrajabala vipahima Panchakopadru vishcha Kripa sindhu devacha Patitanam pavaneyo Vaishnavayo namo Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Kadachit Kalindita tavipina sangita karavo Mudabiri narivadana kamala svada mudupa Rama shambhu brahma marapati ganesha chitapado Jagannatha swami nayana patagami bhavatu me Jagannatha Swami Nayana Patagami Bhavatu Me Jagannatha Swami Nayana Patagami Bhavatu Me
Maharaj, I thought you had some program this time.
No, it's too bad weather.
Please forgive me. Please bless me. There's a nice verse that Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has described. Maybe you can all learn this verse in the next 60 seconds or less. Not so hard as you might think. I'll just say it one time through and we'll do it responsibly. Shuyatam shuyatam nityam giyatam giyatam muda chinchitam chinchitam bhaktas chaitanya charitam. Shuyatam shuyatam nityam. Always, always, shuyatam, shuyatam, listen, listen, listen to Chaitanya Charitamritam, the nectarian pastimes, those pastimes which give us life. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then what do you do after that? Giyatam, giyatam, muda. Then you speak it, and you speak it again and again, but not just in a mechanical way. If you've heard properly, then giyatam, giyatam, muda. Muda means with great happiness. Persons who are mudhas, fools, they're also very happy. Fools and devotees are both very happy. And then what happens after that? Chinchitam, chinchitam bhaktas. It naturally comes to your mind and heart. You don't have to make such a big endeavor. It's natural. After you hear properly, and you always hear it. And we always repeat again and again. Then chintitam bhaktas, it comes to our mind again and again automatically, and we become bhaktas. We become devotees. The first beginning is speaking about Vaidhi Bhakti, and now this is speaking about Bhav Bhakti. Chaitanya Charitamritam. Everything is given by this meditating on the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So please repeat after me. Shuyatam, shuyatam, nityam.
Shuyatam, shuyatam, nityam.
Got it. Giyatam, giyatam, muda.
Giyatam, giyatam, muda.
Chintatam, chintatam, bhaktas.
Chintatam, chintatam, bhaktas.
Chaitanya Charitamritam.
Chaitanya Charitamritam.
Shuyatam, shuyatam, nityam.
Shuyatam, shuyatam, nityam.
Giyatam, giyatam, muda.
Giyatam, giyatam, muda.
Chintatam, chintatam, bhaktas.
Chintatam, chintatam, bhaktas.
Chaitanya Charitamritam.
Chaitanya Charitamritam.
If you want to, those who want to make notes, it's Anjalila, chapter 12, text 1. Nice verse. So, today is an appropriate day for our discussion. Actually, I couldn't have picked a better day in the world for what we want to try to discuss today. Today in Jagannath Puri is a very big festival. There may be 3 or 4 million people today. Today is the day of Rath Yatra. Usually Rath Yatra they have close to 1 million people, but this year is something special because this year is Novakalevram. Jagannath has his change of body pastime. So we have some subject that we'd like to discuss today. Our life is Shuyatam, Shuyatam, Nityam, Giyatam, Giyatam, Mura, Chintatam, Chintatam, Bhaktas, Chaitanya, Charitamritam. We want to hear, speak, think about Gauranga Mahaprabhu. What does Bhagavad Gita got to do with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? And there are some Vaishnavas, I'm just speaking in a very frank way, don't be angry. There are some Vaishnavas in India who say, we don't read Bhagavad Gita. And that's a lesser thing. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur has given a book called Bhagavatam Chandrika. And he says, there are certain books that if you want to develop Raghunuga Bhakti, which is all of our goal, is there certain books you should read and there's certain books you shouldn't read. He said, don't spend your time with Vedanta Sutra and the Upanishads and like that. You should read Srimad Bhagavatam. And then he says, and other Vaishnava literatures, Chaitanya Charitamrita, etc. And then he says, there's other literatures which are kind of tatastha. They're in between. And he says, Mahabharata, Ramayana, you might read it, you might not. There's not so much bhakti in it. So Bhagavad Gita is part of Mahabharata. We've been discussing something from the first chapter of the Gita, this Vishad Yoga, and how this affects us, importance of it. And I mentioned briefly how this Vishad Yoga, of course, is the basis of the entire Bhagavad Gita. By Arjuna's lamentation, the Bhagavad Gita was born. Our spiritual life is born by Atma Krandana, by the crying of the soul. This is Vishad Yoga, the yoga of lamentation, the lamentation by which we link with the Lord. It's very practical, because I haven't met anyone yet who doesn't have any reason to lament in this material world. Someone asked me a question the other day, they said, but isn't it a fact that maybe some people won't have to suffer? I said, well, I haven't met them yet. But I don't believe in that, because everyone has a mother and a father. And I have some sad news. Your mother and father, if they haven't already, they're going to die. Sooner or later. And odds are they'll die before you. You may have brothers and sisters, and they also die. You may have children, you may have friends. Our Gurudev may leave this world before us. This is not a happy place. It's a place of lamentation. But the devotees, they take that kind of lamentation as a kind of yoga. And they use that to connect with the Lord. And when the devotee is really crying out intensely from the heart, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, we were reading some statement from him according to the quality of our crying, according to the sincerity of the devotee. The Lord sees the heart, and he sends association. He sends us a guru, because guru is a manifestation of Krishna. And then according to the sincerity of that disciple, something begins. Because initiation means to begin something, to initiate. It's not the conclusion, it's the beginning. It's not that now I'm initiated, I got a name. Nobody's going to call me Bhakta Bill anymore. Now they'll give me a little bit of respect. My name's Krishna Das. That's very good. Don't think of it in just some ecclesiastical terms like that. But it's something very, very deep. We have to develop a relationship with Gurudev. And that relationship is going to depend on the quality of our heart and how much we're crying out. And some people, they may come to Guru and, Gurudev, everything's very good. Everything's very nice. My life's very happy. I have no problems. I'm very good. Then what is a necessity for him to help you? What is a necessity for him to give anything to you? But when we come, we're crying. And I don't have anything, and I don't see anything good in this world. As Arjuna was saying, I can't stand here any longer. I can't live. My limbs are trembling. I put down these weapons. I just want to die. I don't want this world. Then Gurudev smiles. And that person, he has some qualification to hear something. So this is Arjuna. And in the Gita, Krishna gives confidential, more confidential, and most confidential instructions. My Guru Maharaj spoke about this. His most confidential instructions is in the 18th chapter, Mamana Bhavamad Bhakto Madhyaji Mamnamaskuru Sarvadharman Parityaga Mami Kam Sharanam Braja. And I'll read you something from a lecture that he gave. Krishna said this, but only theoretically. And then he wound up his lila, and he went back to his abode, Goloka Vrindavan, where he thought, oh, I've said everything. I said everything in Bhagavad Gita. I gave confidential, more confidential, and the most confidential instructions to Arjuna, to all of mankind. But how many can understand it? Krishna was thinking, I've said all these things theoretically. I've not demonstrated practically how to surrender, so I have to go again. Therefore, he came again in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this Bhagavad Gita indicates Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Kaviraj Goswami describes how Krishna was thinking to himself, Chirakala nahi kori prema bhakti dan bhakti bina jagatera nahi avastambo. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna was thinking to himself, Chirakala nahi kori prema bhakti dan. It's been such a very long time since I came and I gave prema bhakti. And without that bhakti, bhakti vina, for those of you who chant the Gaura Gayatri mantra, meditate on this line. This verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Bhakti vina jagatera nahi avastan. Without this bhakti, this material world is useless. It has no purpose. And so he came as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because Mahaprabhu has come to maintain this world. And this world is maintained through prema bhakti. Krishna thought, Yuga Dharma Pravartainu Nama Sankirtan Shari Bhava Bhakti Diya Nacha Mubhuvan. Hey. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. He said that I'll go Yuga Dharma Pravartainu Nama Sankirtan to give the Yuga Dharma of Nama Sankirtan and Chai market. Four, Chari Bhava Bhakti Diya Nacha Mubhuvan. I'll give four different mellows of bhakti. And those of you who are familiar with Nectar of Devotion, the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, you may say, but there's five mellows of bhakti. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he discarded Shantaras, and he only accepted Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, and Madhurja. And he said, in this way, I'll make the whole world dance with bhakti. Because he's Krishna. But he saw that it's not enough to speak this Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna. We need something more practical. People need to see some example. Abani karimu bhakta bhava angikare Abani achari bhakti shikaimu sabari bolo
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare Hare kaile dharma shikana na jai Eta Siddhanta Gita Bhagavata Gaya Bolo
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
He said that I'll accept this Bhakta Bhava. I'll come and I'll show the example of Mamana Bhava Mad Bhakto Sarva Dharma Parityagya. I'll show the personal example as a devotee, and I'll teach bhakti. He says that unless I practice the saranagati in my life, I can't teach it to others. And I'll come, to Siddhanta Gita Bhagavata Gaya, to teach the Siddhanta of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Last night, Govinda Maharaj was reading a nice verse. Krishna, he describes that aham bhakta parad, you know, yasva chantri vad vita sadhubya grashta vidayo bhakta bhakta janapriya. He tells Nirvasa Muni, ninth canto of the Bhagavatam, aham bhakta parad, you know, I'm always dependent on my devotees. Yasva chantri vad vita, I'm not independent. Even the devotee of my devotee is so very, very dear to me. And Srila Prabhupada, the last words in his purport, I found were very beautiful for our discussion today. He said that following the instructions of the devotee is more valuable than following the instructions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead directly. This is Bhagavad Gita. And this is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the connection between the two. I'll read this again. Following the instructions of the devotee is more valuable than following the instructions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, in this Bhagavad Gita, we learn about Vishad Yoga. We learn about the value of lamentation. And on the basis of that lamentation of Arjuna, Krishna is inspired to give the Bhagavad Gita, and he gives confidential, more confidential, and most confidential instructions. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then he comes to further show us by his example. So, the coming of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a very, very deep subject matter, appearance of Mahaprabhu. And to try to explore this, I'd like to, with the blessings of the devotees, especially Maharaj, we'd like today to try to go, everybody together, just for a little while, for an hour or so, to Vrindavan.
Yeah.
And we'd like to have actually not just Vrindavan, but we'd like to go on a little bit of a strange journey to a few different places. And maybe we'll find ourselves up at the end, maybe we'll find ourselves at the beginning. Krishna left the Brijbasis. And by doing so, he plunged them into an ocean of sorrow. Srila Rupa Goswami, he's described in his Pajavali the feelings of Srimati Radharani after Krishna left Braj. He says that Srimati Radharani, he says in Lalita Madhav, she became Unmadana Radha, or completely mad. And in his Pajavali, Rupa Goswami describes that Radharani was having a discussion with her Pranasakhi, Lalita. And she said, my dear friend, if Krishna never returns to Vrindavan, then I'll never attain him, and he'll never attain me. That's an important point, because Srimati Radharani, she simply wants to please Krishna. And she knows, she's not proud, but she knows what gives Krishna the most pleasure. She gives Krishna the most pleasure. And she just wants to live for that. So she tells Lalita, if Krishna doesn't return, I'll never attain him, and he'll also not get me. Bereft of his service, she said, what's the use of maintaining this troublesome body any longer? This is from one commentary on Rupa Goswami's Padyavali. And then Rupa Goswami quotes a verse which he credits to a poet named Sri Sanmasika. Panchatvam tanuri tubhuta nivaha samse vishantu sputam dataram prani pachahanta sirasa tattapi yakshevaram tadapi supayas tadiya mukure jyotis tadiyangana vyomi vyoma tadiya vatmani dara tatala vrinte nila. Srimati Radharani began offering prayers to God. For her, Krishna's not God. She prays to Lord Narayan, I bow my head before the Creator of this world, and I beg from him a benediction. Panchatvam tamur, that when this body dies, eto bhava nivaha swamse visham tusputam, may all the elements of this body, when they mix, when they merge with the elements of gross matter, at that time she prays, may the water of my body mix with the water where Krishna performs his Jalakrita Lila, his water pastimes. May the fire of my body enter Krishna's mirror. May the ether of my body enter the sky around his courtyard. May the earth and my body merge in the pathways where he walks. And may the air in my body be used to fan him. In the Lita Madhava, in the third act, Srila Rupa Goswami describes the feelings of Srimati Radharani in a further way. And he describes there that one day Srimati Radharani, she was lamenting in separation from Krishna, and she saw a crow flying overhead, going in the direction of Mathura. And Srimati Radharani, in her madness, began to speak to that crow. Bratabhaya samandali mukatahe niskrama gustadita sandesham vada Vandona taram amum brindata vindrayame datum prana pasum sikivirahabur indimat angalaye sandram nagara chandrabindi ravasad asargala bandhanam. She said, my dear brother crow, Bhartarabhayasa, please take a message with you to that person who's now known as Mathurapati. He's no longer Vrindavanpati, the master of Vrindavan. Now he's become Mathurapati. And now he's consorting with so many high-class ladies in the city. Maybe he doesn't remember the simple cowherd girls of this village of Vrindavan. Give him a message that a household has a responsibility. If the house is on fire, what is the first responsibility of a householder? It's not to take your television set outside. It's not even to rescue your children or your wife. Your first responsibility is to go where the animals are kept and open the door. Because the door is locked on the outside for those animals. They can't escape. Your wife and children, they can get away on their own. But the animals, what will happen to them? So Srimati Radharani, she said that in your separation, Dagdum Pranapashram, the animal of my life breath, is dying. But there's a problem. Huh? The animal of my life breath can't get out of the this cottage, this place where it's locked, because there's a bolt on the outside of the door. You're a proper householder. So you should come and you should open the door so the animal of my life breath can get away. And what is that bolt? Krishna tells the gopis, Ayasya, Ayasya. Before he left Vrindavan, he said, I'm returning. I'm going to return. And Srimati Radharani said, it's not fair. You should have just told us, I'm not going to return. Then I can die very peacefully. Or better yet, you should just return. But you're not returning. And you made a promise that you're going to return. So I can't live and I can't die. I can't do either one. I'm in such a terrible situation. When Krishna left Vrindavan, it's a long story why he stayed there. I won't go in that direction right now. Sometimes we speak about that. But a few days later, Nanda Maharaj returned to Vrindavan. And when he returned, all the Brijbasis were waiting. They saw in the distance the dust coming up from the chariots of Nanda Maharaj and the cowherd boys. And all the residents of Vrindavan became full of ecstasy and happiness. And they all began telling each other, come, come quickly, Krishna's returning, Krishna's returning. And everybody was standing in the road to give a warm, loving welcome to Krishna, to show them they hadn't forgotten him. And they were all standing there, excitedly waiting. And then Nanda Maharaj came. And he couldn't look at them. He couldn't look them in the face. He didn't say anything to them. He didn't say a word. He just went to his home. And for 3 days, he locked himself up in his room. And what happened to those Brijbasis at that time? Sanatana Goswami, he describes that Tatastva gamanasam cha hitva saha yasodaya mitapraya bhavan matra rebi re nasanam mahat. At that time, the Brijbasis, they got the message. Krishna's not returning. No one has to tell them. And they decided, better we die. And they began fasting to death. And after 3 days, someone came to tell Nanda Maharaj, Maharaj, all the residents of Vrindavan want to die. And they're all fasting to death. They're going to kill themselves in separation from Krishna. You have to do something. So then, Nanda Maharaj, he came out and he told the Brijbasis that, please don't lament. He said that Krishna loves you. Krishna's thinking about you. He didn't forget you. He said, and Krishna sent so many different gifts for you from Mathura. Because that's what happens when a village boy goes to the big city. He buys presents for his parents and his family because there's so many things that you can't get in a big city. So Nanda Maharaj told them, please understand, Krishna loves you. Krishna didn't forget about you and he brought you a nice e-book reader. He sent this for you. He sent you some new sari, some bangles, some jewelry, this and that. How would you feel if someone came to you and said, excuse me, Krishna sent this for you? Huh. Personal gift. Pitam Bharapuru.
I wouldn't have.
It would be a pretty good thing.
Yes.
But how did the Brijbasis react?
Nothing.
Sanatana Goswami says, at that time when they heard that, they said, Oho bata mahakashtam vayanetara bipsava eta prasada yogyascha gyapta krishnena sampati tadasma jivanam dik dik tishtet kanti gunapiyat, nanda gopam shadeg dibye, tam jat vaikan upanaya. He said, what is this? Krishna thinks we want some toys. Krishna thinks we want some damned possessions. He took those things through them. To hell with this. Krishna thinks we don't love him, that we just want some trinkets, some new electronic gadget, or something. We don't care about him. We just want some toys. To hell with them. To hell with our life. What kind of love do we have that Krishna thinks we just want some toys? And he's not returning himself. They said, to hell with our life. They said, to hell with Nanda Maharaj. To hell with the cowherd boys who came back without Krishna. Nanda Maharaj, we were all thinking that we should commit suicide because Krishna didn't return. And now you've confirmed our desire that better we don't live. Krishna doesn't care for us. Krishna thinks we just want some toys. And then Nanda Maharaj, he told them, no. You should keep these things because Krishna's going to return. And when Krishna returns and he sees you're wearing the necklace that he sent for you, he sees you're wearing the sari, the ornaments that he sent, then Krishna will see that you remembered him, that you didn't forget him. And then the Brijavasis, they became happy and they accepted that. So the Bhagavatam describes that first Krishna sent a message of love. Actually, it's a long, long discussion. We gave one seminar called Letters of Love, I think was what we called it. And so letters exchanged, Jiva Goswami describes the letters between Krishna and Mother Yashoda. And Krishna and the cowherd boys, the boys wrote to him, would he go back? And Nanda Maharaj, and Krishna wrote letters to the cows and all the different Brijavasis and the gopis, how they exchanged letters with Krishna. Let me see if I can find one of those letters. The gopis, they gave so many replies to Krishna. They wrote some letters and Krishna wrote them back. But you'd be surprised to know there was no letter from Srimati Radharani.
From
Radharani didn't write to Krishna. Rather, two of Radharani's sakis wrote a letter to Krishna on her behalf. And this is what they said. By this chaktavalante dandantarivan mado pariyam umadapa samarjam riti riti kritikam mahosanam krishnam. They wrote a practical letter. Dear Krishna, we've heard that in Mathura, there are very expert doctors there. His expert is Dhanvantari. Please inquire from them if they know of any powerful medicine that can counteract madness, epilepsy, and death. That was the only letter whereby Krishna heard something about Srimati Radharani. So Krishna sent Uddhava from Mathura with a message of love. Later on, he sent Balaram from Dwarka. Uddhava returned to Dwarka and he reported to Krishna, Bhavan Swayam Agatvatu Yasandesham Samarpyamam Prahino Tena Te Sarve Bahubhur Nihata Iva. Krishna, I took your message there. And I made a proclamation, I beat on the drum in the middle of the village Vrindavan. Krishna sent a message to all of you. And when they heard that you'd sent a message that you didn't personally return, all of them, Babuvur Nihata Iva, they became like dead persons. When they heard you'd sent a message and you didn't personally return. Tata Dushya Mayatatra Bhavato Gamanam Dhruvam Patigyaya Prayatnatan Jivayitva Samadhitam. When I saw this, I understood there's only one thing that I can tell them that will keep them alive. And I told them, don't return to Dwarka, I return to Mathura, I'll tell Krishna he has to return. Krishna's coming right away. Just be patient. And he said, that's the only thing I could think to tell him. My Guru Maharaj, he said that don't think that the gopis were feeling separation from Krishna, but Krishna wasn't feeling anything from the gopis. Krishna promises, yeyatam mam prapadyante, tam stataiva bhajamyam, that as someone approaches me, I always reciprocate accordingly with them. The gopis were crying for Krishna. What was happening in Dwarka at that time? We don't hear very much about that until the six Goswamis came. And Sanatana Goswami gave us, we had Bhagavatamrita, and Raghunath Das Goswami gave us Mukta Chumit, and Rupa Goswami, and his Ujjalila Mani, and Lita Madhav. They gave some description of what was going on in Dwarka at that time. So we've been working on a rare book, not so rare in Bengali language, but rare in English, because it's never been translated. It's by a disciple of Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur. His name was Nandakishore Goswami. He was a Mahant a few hundred years ago at Nichanandavat Shringaravat, not far from the Radha Damodar Temple on the bank of the Jamuna River in Vrindavan. And he wrote a book called Vrindavan Lilamrita. They say that he had some Lila Spurti. He was doing his bhajan and he actually saw the pastimes of Braj. And he wrote these things down in the Bengali Paya. So we can describe some of the things that he says there.
Ajanta ni magna kabur kora ye pala kaburada rada mole kore anta bolo Hare Krishna Hare Krishna
Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare Hare.
Sometimes Krishna is sleeping right next to his wife in the same bed, and suddenly Krishna would start acting in a very strange way. In his sleep, suddenly he would start crying. And he would start calling out, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. Sometimes Rukmini, she went later and she was speaking to the other wives about this. She said, I don't know what's going on. Something's happening with our husband. This is not good. He's calling out the names of other girls. Radhe, Radhe. Sometimes he starts pulling on my cloth when he's saying that. And he says, Chandravali, why? And sometimes he starts calling out for cows. And sometimes he starts calling out, Mata, Mata. And then he starts crying. And he cries so much that his pillow becomes soaking wet with his tears. I don't understand. What's going on? So Rukmini and Satyabhama and the other queens, they were very astonished. Who has this love for Krishna? They're not envious. They see that Krishna has so much love for someone. Who is that person? So they approached Krishna in a private place. And Krishna told them, Braja Lokar, Prema Ami Hoi Chi Rini, Tasab Sabha Sarana Kori Ediba Rajani. I'm indebted, I'm a Rini. I'm in debt to the people of Braj. I think of them all the time. And amongst all the people of Braj, there's one particular girl. And her name is Srimati Radharani. She's the best. In her beauty and qualities, no one compares to her. And Srimati Radharani doesn't know anything but me, and I don't know anything but her. And then Krishna, his voice choked. And he said, Amabini Sakale. Kemoni Pranadai, Radhika Smarna Matra Hridoya Gadai. He said, how she's managing to stay alive, I don't know. Because Krishna knows, he understands the intense love of the Brijbasis. He says, Mani Bhuji Ekamatra, Ekamatra, Achaye Karan, Amara Gamana Asi Tareye Jivana. There's only one thing that's keeping them alive, the hope that they'll see me again. So I sent messages to them that very soon I would return, but it didn't work. It didn't satisfy them. Rukmini and Satyabhama became very interested. They said, How can we see her? We want to meet this Radha Rani. We're very eager. Please allow us. And Krishna lowered his head. He said, it's very difficult to see her. It's very difficult for Krishna to see her. He said, only if she desires that is it possible. And he said, meanwhile, the land of Braj is very far away, and they'll never leave there. And if I take you and go there, then the Yadu dynasties, Yadu members, may be attacked by our enemies. Or worse yet, our enemies may attack Braj. So it's not possible for me to go there. And then Krishna was thinking for a moment. And he told his queens, and let's switch this around. Katatina pore habe surya uparage tate tirta snana yatra kore mahabhage bolo
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Krishna
Surya Uparaga. In a few days, there will be a Surya Uparaga, or an eclipse of the sun. And at that time, all the residents of Bharadvarsh, all the people of India, they'll all go to Kurukshetra to take a sacred bath. And definitely, the Brijvasis will also go there. Meanwhile, in Vrindavan, the Brijvasis, they approached their king. Because if you have a problem, you go to the leader. And they went to Nanda Maharaj and they said, Maharaj, we can't live anymore. We can't live without your son, Krishna. And for so many years, he's been gone. So what can we do? So they were discussing amongst themselves. And just as they were talking, someone came into the assembly. And that person said, I have a letter from Dwarka. I have a letter from Krishna. And everybody became very excited. Would you like to hear that letter?
Please.
Yavach chatruk shamana vadimilinam krite smabir udyuktir ishta tasmat klishta vayam tapratibidam aduna tatalabdas chirena asmin surya grahe Yanikila janataya puriyamanam kurunam chetam vyajaya kuryamahamatabhavatam anjasa sanjanaya. The letter Krishna wrote to his father. And he said, Father, as long as I haven't destroyed our enemies, I'm suffering in your separation, and I desire some way by which we can meet. And now I have a solution. We can meet at Kurukshetra. We can all come together there. Krishna also sent a private letter to the gopis, inviting them. And he sent another letter to his friends. Because, you see, there's a problem. It sounds very nice, doesn't it? The gopis will meet with Krishna in Kurukshetra after such a long time. It'll be so romantic, won't it? But one problem is there. Or a number of problems are there. See, the gopis have husbands. And if their husbands also come, it's going to be a little awkward. So Krishna wrote a letter also to his cowherd boyfriends who just happened to be married to the gopis. And in that letter, Krishna said, my dear friends, of course I'm coming to Braj, and I'm going to directly meet everyone there. And those who don't believe this can come to see me in Kurukshetra. He says, my dear friends, you should know the cows are my heart and my friends are my life. So if you really love me, please stay behind and take care of the cows. Gorakshaki. Krishna's very, very clever.
Yes.
And of course the voice like, oh, Krishna has a Krishna service for me. And that service to them is more important than directly meeting with Krishna. They get more happiness from that service than directly meeting with Krishna. So said, yes, yes, we'll stay behind. So at that time in India, there were many processions of people coming to Kurukshetra. And from Dwarka, there was a huge procession. People on the way, they thought there was an earthquake because there were so many huge war elephants as tall as this building. And they were shaking the ground, the millions of war elephants. And they couldn't look in the direction because all the soldiers, all the elephants, all the horses were covered with gold and silver armor and jewels. And on the back of their chariots, they had piles of jewels and gold to give in charity at Kurukshetra. And when the sun hit the gold and hit those jewels, it created a blinding effect. For hundreds of miles, people couldn't see. Meanwhile, there was another group of people coming from Vrindavan. They didn't have any gold armor. There were no elephants. They had a few older bulls that they put ahead of them. Why the older bulls? Because those bulls were Krishna's dear friends. And they wanted to remind Krishna of something, of some place. And they didn't have chariots made out of gold and silver. Their chariots were made out of old wood. And they didn't have jewels and gold in the back of their chariots. They had gobar. Cow dung. They're very, very simple. Why do they have all this cow dung? Because that gobar came from Krishna's favorite cows. And Krishna likes the cooking, the taste, the flavor of that cooking that's cooked over that gobar. And so those cows, they sent that. And this way, all the residents of Vrindavan were walking to Kurukshetra. And our acharyas described the gopis' condition. They were in so much ecstasy. They were so excited. Sometimes they began running like the wind. And then suddenly, they would fall to the ground unconscious. And then they would get up and again begin running. And then other times, they would become stunned and just stand there like a statue, just thinking about Krishna. So many different people were coming to Kurukshetra, and it's described, we have one rare commentary in the Bhagavatam, that the different kings, they were coming there. Their purpose was Punyalabha. They wanted to get some piety. I'll take a bath in Kurukshetra, do a solar of eclipse. I'll get a lot of piety, maybe I can go to the heavenly planets after this. Very good. The members of the Yadu dynasty weren't thinking like that. They were thinking, Krishna no bhakti ashtiti. They were praying, may we be granted bhakti to Krishna. That was the members of the Yadu dynasty. But the Brijbasis had a different prayer. And they were coming there. Shamasundara Chandravadana Tanira Eka Falak Darsha. If we can just see the moonlike face of Shamasundara Krishna for one moment. That's all. And that'll give Krishna the most pleasure. They know that also. So Krishna was there at Kurukshetra, surrounded by so many warriors, so many kings, members of the Yadu dynasty. And then suddenly someone came to him and they said, Krishna, there's some people here from a small village. At that time, when the Brijbasis arrived, They came there, and it's described that they could smell Krishna before they saw him, and they knew Krishna was present. So Krishna at that time, he told some of the big kings and people around him, he said, that, you just wait here a little bit, I have something I have to do. And he took Balaram with him, and he took Uddhava with him. We'll explain that. And he went to the camp where the Brijbasis were. That time, Devaki and Vasudeva, Krishna's so-called father and mother, from Mathura, came with Krishna. And they arrived there, and Krishna saw Nanda Maharaj. Krishna began calling out, Papa, Papa, and he began crying and running. And Nanda Maharaj wanted to run and embrace his son, but he became stunned in ecstasy. And all that he could do was just stand there, and he was just crying, crying. And Krishna and Balaram, they fell at his feet, and they embraced him, and Nanda Maharaj just held them so tightly to his heart and smelt their heads. And then Nanda Maharaj noticed, oh, Vasudeva Devaki, you hear some of the personalities. And Krishna said, Papa, where's Mata? Where's Mother? And Nanda Maharaj couldn't speak. He was too choked up. He just pointed. There was a chariot, a cart nearby, which had a cloth over the top. And Krishna and Balaram were running there. Mata, Mata, Mata. And Mother Yashoda, she came out and she saw her two boys and she started crying. And she embraced Krishna to her heart. At that time, Mother Yashoda did something which in some ways resembles the ceremonial worship of the devotees. On the evening of Janmashtami night, Krishna's appearance day, the Vaishnavas in the temples, sometimes they give Krishna a bath, an abhishek, and they use waters from Triveni, from the Ganga, the Jamuna, and the Sarasvati. You can't see the Sarasvati, but the water's there at the Triveni. So Mother Yashoda was giving a similar bath to Krishna. She was crying, and her tears were soaking her boy's body. And those tears, when they were coming past her eyes, they were mixing with the black cudgel around her eyes, and the water was becoming black, like the water of the Jamuna. And at the same time, the breast milk from Mother Yashoda began pouring out, and also giving Krishna a bath. And the milk from her breast was white like the water of the Ganga. And at the same time, Mother Yashoda was giving her boy a bath and the water of her love in her heart, which no one could see. It was just like the river Sarasvati. And so in this way, she was just holding her boys. And Devaki was there. And suddenly she made a little sound. And Devaki spoke in an interesting way. There's a thing called parokshavad. Parokshavad means you say one thing, but you mean another thing. Mm-hmm. Men are not very good at this. Ladies are much better at this. It's just like on your anniversary day, your wife cooks a big feast, so many things. But then the boys invite you to go swimming. Your friends. So you go home and say, sweetheart, do you mind if I go with the boys swimming? And then the wife tells you, that's fine, go right ahead. So you should learn something. It doesn't mean it's fine. It doesn't mean go ahead. What it really means, what she's saying, is that you can do that, but when you come home, I'm not going to be here. I'm going to my father's house, and you're in big trouble, and you're a jerk. That's parokshavad. So ladies understand this in a deeper way. So Devaki, she began speaking to Mother Yashoda in a very sweet way. And she said, oh, Didi, it's so nice. I just want to thank you. You took care of our son for so many years, even though he wasn't your boy. You were taking such good care of him. I just want you to know that we really appreciate that very much. In this way, Devaki was trying to pierce Yashoda's heart with some nail. But it had no effect. Yashoda didn't even notice her. She didn't even hear a word that she said. She was just looking at the face of her Gopal and crying. And then Krishna, he said, Mata, I'll come back again in a little while. I have to go see someone else. And Krishna and Balaram offered their obeisances, and Krishna said, Balaram will stay with you. And Krishna left, and he put Uddhava in front of him. And Krishna went to see the gopis. Why did he bring Uddhava? Why did he put Uddhava in front of him? Because Krishna is also very expert at parokshavad, at saying things in a different way. By keeping Uddhava in front, Krishna, in effect, was giving them a message. I didn't forget you. Remember? I sent Uddhava with a message of love. He's the proof. He's the witness. He's here with me. You can't accuse me that I forgot you. And Nandakishore Swami, he says that when the gopis met with Krishna, tabhi sabhi bhara bhara kore rodana, puna murcha bhakta hoy nahi kachetana. They began to cry again and again, and they fell unconscious. And when Krishna saw the gopis, he had to lean on Uddhava, because, see, the gopis hadn't taken bath in so long, and the clothes were old and rotten. My Guru Maharaj said once that the gopis had become so thin in separation from Krishna that the rings in their little finger had become bangles on their wrists. And when Krishna saw the condition of the gopis, he began to faint. And he began to cry, and he thought, whatever advice I gave them, Udavera Dvare J.J. Upadesha Kaida Viraha Paranopaya Sava Vyartahoy, it was useless. Whatever advice I sent them, it didn't work. And so then they saw Krishna, and it said that Savirana Bhaya Tukya Tasavara Gela Antarina Dukha Dura Tatapi Mahila. The outward pain was taken away, but there was another pain on the inside. The feelings of Krishna and the gopis when they meet at Kurukshetra is a very, very deep, very, very amazing thing. Usually it's said that Aishvarya Priti Sankuchita, that opulence makes love shrink. When Arjuna was shown the Virat Roop by Krishna, he began to offer prayers to him. And he apologized, please forgive me for acting like your friend. Please forgive me for sleeping on the same bed with you. It's the nature of opulence. It makes love shrunken. Here at Kurukshetra, there was so much opulence. And the gopis and the rich basis, they saw it. But did it make their love shrink? No. It increased their love. It made it so much, much more intense. And this is what happens every year on this day in Jagannath Puri Dham. It's a place of great opulence. Sometimes devotees, they ask us, can you please give a lecture here at this place to these 1,000 people listening, attending the Ratha Yatra, these non-devotees. And you look out there in the crowd. I remember in Budapest, it was like this. And you saw, there's a gambling casino right next door. People coming out of it. And people literally had hamburgers and hot dogs in their hands, and beers, and some scantily clad woman under their arm. And smoking. And yeah, we're going to explain to them about Vrindavan and the gopis. So I thought about it. What should we say? I thought we should just tell them the truth.
Yes.
I said, this festival celebrates rescuing God from mechanical organized religion and bringing him to the village of our hearts. That's Ratha Yatra. And this is what happened with Kurukshetra. It didn't make their love shrink. Rather, their love increased more and more. And the gopis, Radharani, they said, we don't want to see you here. We want to see you in Vrindavan. Many, many things happened. I have pages and pages of notes about this wonderful pastime of what happened in Kurukshetra. But what has that got to do with this subject today? We began by speaking about how Krishna in the Gita responded to Arjuna's Vishad Yoga, his lamentation. And Krishna gave confidential, more confidential, and most confidential instructions. Because when we cry to Krishna, when we cry to Guru, we get something confidential. If we just come in an external way, we'll get something external. My Guru Maharaj used to say that one of the synonyms of the Samudra, or ocean, is Ratnagarbha, which means that place which has valuable jewels. And he said, if you want to get those jewels, you have to dive very deep. If you just stay on the surface, he said, you'll only collect fish. And we don't take fish. We want to dive very deep in the Srila Prabhupada's books. We want to dive very deep into the Bhagavad Gita. What is the connection between Bhagavad Gita and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? So, Krishna saying the Vishad, the lamentation of Arjuna, gave confidential, more confidential, most confidential instructions, until what was the last instruction? Sarva dharmam parityagya, mami kam sharanam braja. And when he said this word braj, my Guru Maharaj, comments on this. He said the word braj is very significant in this verse. The acharyas say braj here means braja praying, the praying or love available in braj bhumi, Vrindavan. And when Krishna said this, the Bhagavad Gita was over. You remember the gopi saw intensely, and he couldn't speak anything more. And he was speaking this thing about surrender, but it's just theoretical. And he realized, I have to come and set an example. And so he came as a devotee. 50 years after Krishna met the gopis at Kurukshetra, there was a great war about to take place. And Krishna went with Arjuna. It's described in the Mahabharata. It's described in the Bhagavad Gita. And what does the first verse say? Dharma Chaitri Kuru Chaitri Samaveda Yudh Sabha Mamaka Pandavas Chaitri Namakuravati Sanjaya. That this place is, this place of Kurukshetra is Dharma Chaitri. Please try to empathize. Try to understand the feelings of Krishna. This is one of the purposes of our bhajan. This is one of the reasons why we observe Ratha Yatra. This is one of the reasons why we observe the appearance and disappearance days of our acharyas. It's actually kind of a Raghunuga Bhakti with training wheels. It's something leading us in that direction. We're meant to try to understand the mood of these personalities of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, his appearance and disappearance day. What was his mood? What was the mood of the Lord at Ratha Yatra? We should contemplate on that. And as we said in the beginning of our talk, the nature of Vishad, Jiva Goswami says in Paramatma Sundarbha, is that this lamentation, when you suffer something, you can understand someone else's situation. So all of us have had different experiences in this world. What was our most intense experience? Our most intense experience was when the day we first came to the temple and we realized this is what I've been looking for my whole life. We had a very, very powerful experience. And so that temple, maybe that was the Los Angeles temple, New Dwarka, in America. And maybe you've been gone from there for 20 years. But if you go back there, 20 years, 30 years later, what are you going to remember? You're going to remember the first time I came here was such a powerful experience for me. What do you think Krishna is thinking about when he came to Kurukshetra? He's remembering the gopis. He's remembering the Brijbasis. He's remembering their vishad, their lamentation. And so this Bhagavad Gita is imbued with those feelings of Krishna for the Brijbasis. And Krishna himself, he needed to set an example, so he came again to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And coming to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came to repay his debt to the gopis. Into the Brijbasis. When you have a debt, that debt is calculated in terms of the largest amount that you owe. So what is the peak, the height of their love, by which we can understand the debt? That takes place at Kurukshetra. Because at Kurukshetra, it's a very unusual thing. In Braj Leela, it's like the Premagara, the river of love, has two embankments, Sambhav Tata and Vipalamba Tata. The embankment of union and the embankment of separation. And those two embankments keep that river of love going. In Kurukshetra, in Jagannath Puri, both things are found together, Sambhav and Vipalamba. The gopis and the Brijbasis are meeting Krishna after so long in Kurukshetra. We can't imagine how happy, how overjoyed they must be to see Krishna. But at the same time, there's some other feelings. You left us. Why did you do that? You promised. You promised you would return. They can't forget those feelings of separation. And there's a third feeling. We're with you now, but in a few days, these people are going to take you away. We've been living in Orissa, Jagannath Puri area for the last 23 years. And we do some research, we have our publications. Once I was contemplating one of the festivals in Jagannath Puri, it's called the Bahuda Rath. Or when they take Jagannath away from the Gundicha temple and they go back to the Jagannath Mandir. Lochan Das Thakur in Chaitanya Mangal, he says that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu attended all the festivals in Jagannath Puri. He attended that festival when they took Jagannath away from the Gundicha Mandir. So I went to the King of Puri. I went to some of the different Mahants, different leading scholars in Orissa, and I asked them this question. They all said, it's a very good question. And basically all of them said, no, he didn't take part in it. But I wasn't satisfied because Lochan Das Thakur said he did. And then later, we read a book which has been published, I don't know if it's been published, but it's been translated, the Chaitanya Charita Mahakavya by Kavi Karnapur. By Murari Gupta, excuse me. And Murari Gupta describes in there that Mahaprabhu took part in that festival. But he didn't pull the chariot. He went behind the chariot and he cried, don't go, don't go, don't go. This is the mood of Kurukshetra. And this is the mood of Bhagavad Gita. So this Bhagavad Gita is such a very, very practical thing for us. This Vishad Yoga, it has relevance for us. In our stage of Sadhana Bhakti, it has relevance for us in the stage of Bhav Bhakti. It has relevance for us in the stage of Raghunuga Bhakti, of Prem Bhakti. And we can understand it, we can see it, how and why it's relevant to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and to Radha Krishna Lila. It was a long, curvy journey. Thank you for accompanying me on this. Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveda Bhaktivinoda ki, O Prema Nandi, Vamsa Kapavirupaschana, So, I think we may have a few minutes. Anybody want to need to go? Class is supposed to finish in 3 or 4 minutes at all. If anybody has any questions or comments, please.
So why didn't you come back, Krishna? And you said there are so many enemies, but you always took care of the enemies.
Why didn't Krishna come back?
Such a nice question. Well, there's a few comments on that. Number one, he did come back. Our acharyas describe that Krishna later returned to Vrindavan. Jiva Goswami describes this in Gopal Champu. In the Bhagavatam, it's described in kind of a hidden way when some of the members of the Yadav dynasty are offering prayers to Krishna. They say, sometimes you go to Vrindavan, sometimes you come back here. And Rupa Goswami comments on that, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur comments on that, that they said that because Krishna was sometimes returning to Vrindavan. Maybe a better question might be, why did he leave in the first place? And many answers could be given for that. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur Saritha Darshani, he gives one very beautiful answer. He says that just as one subjects precious gold to fire, so you're selling some gold, you want to market the gold, you want to sell it to some people, say, is it pure? Or is this mixed with some funny colors or something? So the goldsmith, to prove the purity of the gold, he applies heat, and the gold melts. And then you can see how pure it actually is. So Krishna wanted to glorify the Braj Gopis and show how pure their love was. So he had to have some heat. So that heat was the heat known as Vipralamba Jvara, or the fever, or Vipralamba Agni, the fire of separation. And by doing so, he glorified the Gopis. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur has made a statement which is very relevant for us to contemplate on, especially on this day of Rath Yatra, and when we're discussing this point about how the Gita, the connection between the Gita and Radha Krishna Lila and Gaura Lila. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta said, our supreme occupation, our most important thing to do. Our supreme occupation is to serve the residents of Vrindavan who are feeling afflicted by separation from Krishna. So we do that by remembering Rath Yatra, by being on their side, on the side of the Brijbasis, and helping to pull Krishna back. Like this is a big subject. Okay. Anything else is there? Prabhuji?
You mentioned that Radharani was praying to God to go to the lion. So I'm wondering, what's the theology there?
The Brijbasis, they don't consider, they don't conceive of Krishna as God. Sometimes, our acharyas have said, the cowherd boys, they come home and they say, Mata, Mata Yashoda, it was an amazing thing today. Krishna killed a demon, Agasura. And when we were coming back, there were a whole bunch of funny guys in the air. And there was one guy, he had eyes all over his body. And he was riding on an elephant, I'm telling the truth, you know. And there was another guy on top of a bull, he had five heads. There was another guy with four heads on top of a swan. And they were all showering flowers on your Gopal. And they were worshiping him as God. They sang that Krishna's God. And Mother Yashoda, when she hears this, she says, really? My Gopal, he's God. Isn't that sweet? She doesn't become overwhelmed with feelings of awe and reverence. Rather, it increases her love. Oh, isn't that nice? My Gopal's God. That's so sweet. And in Nanda Maharaj's house, our acharya, he worships Lord Narayan. And Madhu Mangal comes and he does the puja. And Srimati Radharani, she worships Suryadeva. Actually, who that Suryadeva is, that's another discussion. It's Krishna coming. Sometimes he disguises himself. Yeah. But they're worshiping different devatas. They're worshiping Lord Narayan. Why are they doing that? Why don't they worship Krishna? Because Krishna's not their object of worship. Krishna's not the personality that they're taking shelter of to solve all their problems. They're not considering Krishna God. They just love him so much. And sometimes they do pray to Krishna when the forest fire surrounded them. After Krishna chastised Kaliyam, then the Brijbasis, they say, Krishna, Krishna, Mahabaho, hey, Krishna, please help us. Jiva Goswami comments in Raghu Vaishnava Toshini. They were saying that because Krishna, we don't mind, we don't care if we die. That's okay. But there's something more terrible to us than death. Two things. One is, we can't tolerate being separated away from you. And number two, people will criticize you. If you don't save us, we're your devotees. It's all we know is you. If you don't save us, then people will say bad things about you, and we can't tolerate. So you have to come and save us so you won't criticize you.
Nice.
So the Brijbasis, they pray like that. They don't consider Krishna to be God. When Uddhava came to see Nanda Maharaj, Uddhava is a disciple of Brihaspati, and he knows so much Siddhanta, so much Shastra, like anything. He goes to Nanda Maharaj and he sees they're crying. So he's a counselor. He knows what to say to people when they start crying. He preaches to them about God and about the soul. And so he told Nanda Maharaj, you shouldn't cry. You know, your boy Gopal, he's actually God. And you shouldn't cry. And Nanda Maharaj looked at him. And he said, Uddhava, I thought you were a jnani. I thought you knew so much. You're just a boy. You don't know anything. You're going to come and try to tell me my Gopal is God? I know God. We worship Lord Narayan in our house. Narayan is a Papa Vidha. He's free from sin. But our Gopal... Sometimes he does some very naughty things. He pinches the baby sometimes. Sometimes he's passing urine and stool in people's houses. He's stealing their butter and things. Narayan is such a sankalpa. Whatever he says is eternal truth. But our Gopal, sometimes he lies. What can we say? Lord Narayan, he's Optikam and Atmaram. He's completely self-satisfied. But our Gopal, I've seen. Sometimes he starts crying and he wants his mother's breast. How is that God? God wants his mother's breast? What kind of nonsense are you saying here? Krishna's not God. They can't see like that. But an amazing thing, when Krishna went to Mathura, he killed Kamsa, and he freed Vasudeva and Devaki, the body. Tom described what they said at that time. They began praying to Krishna. And they said, Actually, you're not our sons. You're God. There's a difference between the feelings of the residents of Mathura and the feelings of the residents, of Vrindavan. Okay? Anything else they said? Prabhu?
Krishna, when he moved from Mathura to Dwarika, he took all the residents or devotees of him to Dwarika. But why did he do the same with Gokuldham or something?
Jiva Goswami and Gopal Champur, it's a long, wonderful discussion. What happened in Mathura? Why Krishna didn't return? He wanted to return. He was on his way back. And then they had a big meeting in Mathura. And they didn't invite Nanda Maharaj. They invited Krishna Balaram. And they told him that, look, you can't go. The Brijvasis, there's no problem for them. Before, we had a big problem. We had Kamsa. Now Kamsa's dead. But now we have a much bigger problem. There's Sishupal and Dantavakra and all these other demoniac kings are going to attack. And actually, Krishna, you're our son. They were trying to say like this to him. And Krishna became very confused. He didn't know what to do. And so he went to have a discussion with Nanda Maharaj. And it's a very long, beautiful discussion. It's a whole other long class. Nanda Maharaj gives a number of different suggestions to Krishna. He says, Krishna, I'll stay here with you. It's okay. Krishna said, no, Father. What'll happen to Mata? She'll die. And Nanda Maharaj says, then I'll bring her here. And Krishna said, then what about the rest of the presence of Vrindavan? Nanda Maharaj said, we'll bring everybody here. And Krishna said, Father, it's not possible. Why is it not possible? Nanda Maharaj said, we'll make Mathura into Vrindavan. Krishna said, Father, it's not possible. Why not? Because of the cows. Krishna said, Father, you know how many cows we have? Jiva Goswami and Vishwan Chakravitaka say it numbered something like trillions. Every day there are a few hundred million new cows being born. Krishna said, Father, the cows are my life. If you love me, you'll take care of the cows. What are we going to do? How can we bring the how could you bring all the cows to Stockholm? How many parks are there in Stockholm where the cows are going to get grass? How many parks are here in Mathura? The cows can't stay here. The cows have to stay in Vrindavan. And moreover, I can protect all the Mathura bosses, all the members of the Yadu dynasty, indicating eventually he's going to take them to Dwarka and we'll build make a big wall, we'll protect everybody there. But how can I make a wall around Vrindavan? There's too many cows, and the cows, they need to go and they need to graze. You can't do that. So Father, you have to return. And they can't come here. That was Jiva Goswami's explanation. Okay.
Where can we find this conversation that we just mentioned between Krishna and his father?
That's in Gopal Champa.
Thank you, Krishna.
You also hear that Krishna never takes a step outside.
Vrindavan and Parijaga Padikam Nagachadi. She says we also hear that Krishna never takes a step out of Vrindavan.
Yeah.
We give a 3-day, sometimes 5-day seminar. If I do that now, I'm going to be in trouble because I have to catch a plane the day after tomorrow. So that's the subject matter. And there's 3 different answers to that question. A simple answer is that Krishna doesn't believe, but the son of Devaki and Vasudev was Vasudev Krishna, the forearm Narayan manifestation of the Lord, who was carried by Vasudev across the Jamuna River, and he placed that Vasudev baby on the bed of Mother Yashoda, and he says that Mother Yashoda gave birth to twins. It's a secret. Prabhupada writes this in one of his Tika's commentaries on the 10th canto, that Krishna is actually the son of Yashoda directly. But when Vasudev came there, the baby Yogamaya was there, and he couldn't see that Yashoda had given birth to twins. He only saw the girl. So he placed that Vasudev Krishna down in the bed next to Yashoda. Yashoda was still asleep. It was such an amazing birth. She didn't even wake up. We've never heard of a birth like that before, especially with twins. And that baby Vasudev Krishna entered into the body of Nanda Nanda Swayamrupa Govinda Krishna. And he stayed in the body of Krishna during his Braj Leela. And then when Krishna went to leave Vrindavan, that Nanda Nanda Krishna stayed behind. And where did he stay? I'll tell you, but you won't be able to understand without a lot of explanation. He entered into the hearts of the gopis and hid there in their hearts and to steal their love. And when he came out, something had happened to him. Vrindavan was gone. The Jamuna was gone. And suddenly he was standing on the bank of the Ganga. And he was in Mayapur. And he was no longer blackish. Shamasunga had become Gaurasunga. That's one explanation. Another explanation is given by Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur that actually Krishna returned to Vrindavan with Nanda Maharaj. He said that when Nanda Maharaj started returning, Krishna did some amazing magic trick Yoga Maya did. And two Nanda Maharajas were created, and two Krishnas, and two sets of the boys, and two sets of whatever cows were with them, and carts, and everything else. And one set returned without Krishna, and one Krishna stayed in Mathura. And the other set returned with Krishna. And it's not an easy thing to understand. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says, in this way, there are two different compartments in Braj. One is a compartment of sambhog, of union, and Krishna's always there. He never leaves. And the other is a compartment of separation, of union. My Guru Maharaj said, in a similar way, this Gaura Lila is a compartment of Krishna Lila. This is a compartment of separation. That's Virpalanga Ketra Jagannath Puri Dham, the place of separation. And that's another very big subject. He gives some evidence for this, that when Uddhava came to Vrindavan, he saw at first everyone was so happy and everything was so joyous and all the cows and everything were dancing and everybody was so blissful. He says at that time Uddhava had entered the chamber of union where Krishna was present, eternally present in Vrindavan. And then he left that chamber and he came to the chamber of separation. And then he saw everyone was crying and Krishna wasn't there. The third answer is given, which I'll say it, which you can't understand. And that is that Krishna never left Vrindavan, and that all the Dwarka Leela was just a dream. And that Krishna always stayed there. And that's Lita Madhava. And that's Jagannath Puri. I can say that in one sentence, but usually it takes two or three classes, a few hours each, to really, so the ways can digest it. It's a very big subject.
So we
hope that you will come
back. Don't go. Three times, don't go, don't go.
It's okay.
I'm a very small person. You know, it's a very wonderful thing. Our sampradaya, our tradition is such a wonderful thing that even very unqualified people, like we may all feel ourselves to be, even the most unqualified persons can do the most amazing things. Jagata Gatana Vidatri. Krishna makes the impossible possible. And he does that through his medium, through his form, the Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And so the most amazing thing is that we can all enter something into Gaura Lila and Krishna Lila. We can understand something, such a very, very intimate thing. Even though we're the most fallen, yavan nilechas, we can understand something about it. Srila Prabhupada has come and given us this thing. This is very similar to the feelings of the residents of Vrindavan at Kurukshetra. Krishna's present, but they're feeling separation at the same time. And so for the devotees, they feel so happy. Oh my God, this is the most amazing thing. Rupa Goswami's Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Ujjala Mani, Lalita Madhava, and Nectar Devotion, what Prabhupada has given us is completely amazing. But at the same time, along with that, is the most intense pain. I'm so fallen. I'm so very, very far away from them. But at the same time, there's another feeling Rupa Goswami describes, and that's a great hope. Because Krishna is so kind, Mahaprabhu is so kind. It's such an amazing movement. And we're so blessed that even though we may be so unqualified, and certainly am, that we can come together and we can try to share some of these things and think about some of these things. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Samaveda Bhaktavinda ki jai. Gaura Premananda ki
jai. His Grace Madhavananda Prabhu ki jai.